the purgatory mystic Maria Sima has incredible advice on prayer. And you would think that she would, if she has so many souls in purgatory appearing to her and she was praying for so many of them, she would have learned through practice the beautiful art of prayer. Many mistakes that we make, she corrects, and things that we're not aware of, she points out. If you want to pray well for the souls in purgatory, you first have to pray well. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, this is in the book, Get Us Out of Here, with the question, what would you advise me to do if I have never prayed and want to start by speaking to God this evening? And Maria Sima responds, turn off the television, unplug the telephone, go to your room and close the door behind you. Already, she is speaking more relevance than you and I need to know. We have to turn off everything if we really want to pray. Prayer is the only thing in the world with which we may and must be entirely selfish. Then be in silence and tell God that you wish to be near him. Do these on a regular basis and do not let Satan pull you away with all his me chatter. Then learn a little bit about Jesus, his holy family, and his disciples. Constant and small steps by yourself in the presence of his total love. Now, just a comment about this initial counterintuitive advice. Now, this advice biologically is difficult for men and women for different reasons. Men have this biological need to do, to be in action, to kind of accomplish tasks. This connects with our biological history that we were the providers while the women stayed in the house and took care of children back before contraception and all that. That was sort of the original role for hundreds of thousands of years or however long humans have been around on earth. And so men were always the doers. So for men, praying feels like you're doing nothing. It feels like inactivity. It's boring. However, men, you need to conquer that temptation and realize that prayer is the highest work. It is the place where you do the most activity. So it may feel selfish for you because it feels like you're doing nothing productive. However, you are producing more by praying than by an hour of prayer than by a full day of work. That doesn't mean that you don't need to go to work and provide for your family. However, you must pray. For women, it's a little bit more subtle. See, women as the physically weaker sex, historically speaking, always had to be serving others. Because if they weren't serving others, they would be kicked out of the tribe. They would be found not useful. And being kicked out of the tribe, they would die. So women began serving others, began being selfless for selfish reasons, because if they didn't, they would get this sort of anxiety and think, I'm not being useful, I'm not being helpful, I'm going to be kicked out by my husband, I'm going to be kicked out of the tribe. And I see this a lot in my counseling practice, that women are selfless, but for the wrong reasons, and they don't see that. It looks good. So for a woman to take time away to work, they feel guilty. They don't want to do that. I'm taking care of myself. I can't do that. Why? Because it ties into this ancient kind of DNA that we have, this survival mechanism. So women, you cannot serve others if you do not first take care of yourselves. You need to fight that instinct that is in you and realize that you must first serve the Lord and pray in time away from him. It doesn't matter what your husband needs. It doesn't matter what your children needs. It doesn't matter anything. None of that matters if you are not first putting the Lord first and making him first. Everything else does not matter. Okay, let's keep going. Then find yourself a picture of Jesus or a cross to put in the corner of your room where you found that initial peace and quiet. There you will hear him the clearest. Okay, I got to stop again and comment on this. Now, Maria Sima is astutely observing human psychology. We in physical places build relationships. You know this, if you've lived in a place for a long time and you've had certain memories in certain places, for instance, like the first place where you dated your spouse or something like that, and there's these emotional connections to physical places, those places are more meaningful to you, psychologically speaking. It's the same when it comes to the spiritual life. There are certain places that saints have sanctified by their continuous action in that place. In the same way, when you pick a place to pray and you build memories of prayer and you build this kind of history of prayer in this particular place, you're sanctifying that place. That place is now holy. That's where you should pray. And as she says, that's why there you will hear God the clearest. Now, this doesn't mean that you only pray in one place. You should pray everywhere. Sanctify as many places as possible. But most likely, you will pick one or two places that mean the most. I do this, for instance, whenever I go to chapel, to adoration. I always sit in the same spot. And in that spot, all the memories come back. It's like the spot remembers it for me, and it makes prayer significantly easier. Let's continue. Turn your heart in his direction. Give your heart to him and only to him during this time. Start perhaps with 15 minutes and gently work it up to an hour. If you do this over a month, you will be amazed what peace and joy this alone will bring you. But I must warn you now that attempts will be made to distract you from this and from him. Ignore these gently, but firmly, and simply continue with it. So you must stand your ground and build a high and firm wall and not allow anything to interfere with it. If you are someone that struggles with boundaries and struggles with saying no to other people, defending your prayer time will be particularly difficult. Therefore, you must ask the grace to say no to people and to have your no mean no. Let's continue. Then if you find the need to turn your entire life around, and the world is full of this today, go to a good priest or minister and tell him that you have enrolled in God's kindergarten and that you would like to continue this among others. In relation to God, every one of us is in kindergarten. Conversion means the changing of the heart. Conversion means stopping everything that blocks our way to Jesus. Then find a Bible and take this too into your selfish little corner. Give everything to God and to his mom. And then you will soon arrive in the midst of peace. And there has never been a single human being in the world who somewhere in his heart did not feel the need for peace. The reason for this is that God himself has said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." And that experience, our soul being in God's peace, is in every soul to some degree. So there, another thing to comment on, this regular practice of prayer that you have absolutely defended selfishly, that you have picked one or two places that are meaningful to you, that you do regularly, that you build up from 15 minutes to an hour, where you have this intimate conversation with God, it will give you peace. And see, this is how you can become a fisher of men. Because how do you fish? Not just with a line and a string and a hook, but you need something to attract the fish. The worm. What's the worm in this case? Peace. Every human being wants peace. So you don't go to other people and you say, "Hey, you want me to teach you how to pray?" What will people say? "No, I don't want to learn how to pray." What do you ask them instead? You say, "Hey, do you want peace?" Because every human being wants peace. Every human being wants more peace. Your children, your spouse, you want more peace. How do you get more peace? They will ask, "Give me this peace. Where can I find it?" And you can tell them exactly what you did. "I started praying. And the more I prayed, the more peace I got." And that will sell them. They will say, "Well, then I better start praying as well." And then she continues. Then listen to what she says next. "And the very best and quickest of teachers and guides through whom to reach him is his mother." That's how you know that Maria Sim is an authentic mystic, because she points to the Blessed Mother, who points to Jesus, who after all was also his teacher and guide. If the church that you are led to has ignored her or says that she is not necessary, then either ask the priest there to reinstate her or look further until you find someone who will help you with this. This, by the way, is the reason why I started the channel Uniquely Mystic, because there we're talking everything about what the Blessed Mother has to teach us. It's an awesome channel. Here we focus on purgatory, there on other mystical things. So go there. So go to the Blessed Mother if you want to pray, either by asking her to give you the grace to pray through the miraculous medal, or simply by invoking her through the rosary and other such prayers. This is amazing gold stuff for us to meditate on. By the way, this is a remake of an old video of mine. I will link at the end the original one. Tell me if I've improved in the last 5 years. Tell me what you think. I also want to give a shout out to all of you in the UK and in Northern Ireland to this beautiful ministry. It's called the Store Farm Shop in Derry. Look it up on Facebook, the Store Farm Shop Derry. What are they selling? They are selling fresh local milk, fresh local produce, but along with that, they are giving out Saint Charbel oil and other sacramentals. And from what I hear, they have been having healings and wonderful miracles from those things. So those of you in Northern Ireland in the Derry area, go and check them out and tell them Alvaro from Uniquely Mary sent you. If this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.